Swing State Update. We're happy to be live here in Phoenix, Arizona, home to the Cactus, the Big Saguaro, and who I call the Big Saguaro around here, Mr. Matthew Martinez.
Well, thank you very much, and home to the Copper State, too.
Copper.
Big fan of Copper.
The Cactus Wren.
You know, citrus. Arizona's known for its citrus, and at this time of the year, it's climate.
So 5Cs. So we just got done, had a really great meeting with some really great folks over the Salt River Project, who are fighting the environmentalists right now, who are trying to hijack our utility companies here in Arizona. But Arizona's known for its 5Cs.
That's right.
And I think every state should have its own 5C type thing. But Arizona, what are the 5Cs?
So we got copper.
Copper.
Cattle.
Cattle.
Citrus.
Citrus.
Climate.
Climate.
And cotton.
And cotton. And climate is, of course, because it's sunny here.
360
days out of the year.
Yes, sir. It's gorgeous. Come to Arizona.
So,
come ballot chase, come here.
Happy to have everybody on. We've been spending, we got back from with Brett in Wisconsin for the past few weeks. Traveling all around. That's part of the reason why we had some trainings that were live, but we were traveling all around delivering maximum pack checks from Turning Point Pack Wisconsin. To help the local Republican parties across the state prepare for ballot chasing.
That's right.
For poll watching, poll working. And so we are really pleased to be able to visit. Let's see if I can go through all these. Milwaukee, Ozaukee. We were in, what else?
La Crosse County.
Obviously Waukesha, where we have our office. We were in La Crosse. We were in St. Croix, which is over on the western side of the state, just outside of Minnesota. Oh, we got pictures. Look at that. Yeah, Brett, we were, and that's in Kenosha, the scene of the crime. So we were there, and the Republican, they have a beautiful house that they just bought. So the chair there, she's wonderful. Just bought a new headquarters, which is a beautiful house that's just right there in Kenosha. And so many other places. Oh, we were in, of course, Winnebago County.
Nice.
We were in Brown County. So this is Brown County, the Brown County chair up, and our newly elected supervisor, Mr. Dixon Wolf, who's been on this program quite a bit.
Great guy.
And we were able to deliver a max check there and so many other places. We are just so, so grateful for all the hard work that the conservatives are doing there. And we wanted to show that we're for real. We're for real people, and we are invested into the states that we have to win, which is why today we are excited that we launched the new Turning Point application. It's been live. It's been in the stores. But today we launched the official campaign. And Miss Sadie, who's in the back there. Sadie, say hi to the crowd.
Producer Sadie.
Hi, guys.
Producer Sadie, who is also our full-time marketing guru, is launching this campaign. And let's throw up the graphic real quick. You can download the Turning Point Action application today wherever you get your apps, whether it's the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You can find this today. This is activism in the palm of your hand is what we're saying. And today we're going to walk everybody through everything.
That's right.
So we're going to take you through the entire application, how it works, how it functions, so that you can refer back to this video and say, I don't know how stuff works. I can just go rewatch Tyler and Matthew go through everything. And download the application today so you can immediately start working in the field.
That's right. You can start knocking on doors today. Get to know your neighbors and your neighborhoods, and let's get you plugged in with this app.
So that's exciting. So, I mean, we're going to dive right into this thing here today, and then we'll wrap up. So we're going to try to keep this timely so that everybody watching at home, and again, thank you to all those that are joining us live. This is going to be hopefully very helpful to you. And again, so many people have told me we have tens of thousands of people have downloaded our application.
That's right.
My goal is I want to get to 500,000 activist users at least in this election cycle, and predominantly in key target states like Arizona, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Georgia, and other places to help chase ballots. But we already have so many people on it, and they've said, I've had this in my pocket, but I didn't realize all these tools were here.
Yeah. No, a lot of people. I was in San Diego over the weekend, and we had a lot of people there who were like, Matthew, how do I start knocking on doors? Where can I get plugged in? I'm like, have you downloaded our app? They're like, no, I have not. Step them through. We found 15 voters around us in where I was. Gosh, I can't remember where I was at. Santa Barbara. I was in Santa Barbara. So we saw the Republican voters all around us. So these people who were at this event could have knocked on doors that night. Now, we wouldn't, you know, recommend knocking on doors at night. We don't want to be creepy at those doors when the sun's down. But they could have began the next morning. And that's what you guys are going to learn today. You're going to learn how to knock on these doors and how to utilize this app to do so.
So let's just dive right into it. We'll introduce you to the Turning Point Action application. We're going to take you through everything from start to finish, including getting registered and signed in, and then walking through each of the functions here. And hopefully this will be helpful. So I think we're live. So can we go ahead and pull up the application? Okay, great. So we are rocking and rolling here. This is what you're seeing is the screen of my iPhone that I have in my hand. So this iPhone has everything. So as we're moving in real time, and as I don't know if we're able to split screen this, guys, even between me and, are we able to do the application on one side? And what's that? All right, we're going to do it. So park us over here and do it. So so that way you can still see us and we can go through this so it's not too weird. But this is the home screen of the Turning Point Action application. What you can see here is basically a news feed. This is tweets. This is a lot of tweets from a lot of people. So a lot of our leadership that we have on the team. Turning Point Action. You see videos, YouTube videos from Charlie. Charlie's show that we help promote, which is because we cover obviously so much that we do here. That's the home screen. So this is just a one-stop shop where you can come to for info.
That's right.
You notice there's a button at the top too. It says Nebraska Winner Take All. That actually sometimes will have banners posted there and pinned posts where you can go straight to our website. So this is about the Nebraska Winner Take All stuff. You just hit close and it takes you right back. But we're going to focus on the activism tools today. So in the application here, if you look in the top left-hand corner, there's a little arrow. And this arrow is what pulls up the activism features within the application. So if you click the arrow and it pulls this up, and your first time in here, it's going to pop up a little pop-up that says this, become an activist, which it requires you to input your phone number, which I'm going to input now, which is here. Don't blow us up here with the phone number. Sadie will not be happy with you because this is her phone. So, and it's not her primary phone, no. Boys. So, and I think she's dating someone. So please don't record her number here. All right. 602-815-3540. We're going to click sign me up. It's going to say verifying that you're not a robot here. And it's going to go to a normal screen like you see in most applications, which you get sent a code. And then it does that. And it's going to pop up this pop-up that says, allow Turning Point Action to use your location. So we're going to say allow while using the application. And you're not seeing that on my screen. So now we're in here. This is the activism suite. So across the top here, you're seeing all these different activism tools that are here. If you scroll down, you can see all of the events and past events that you can click on and go visit, specifically the People's Conventions there. So everything having to do with the People's Convention coming up here in July or June is all there. But across the top here is where we're really going to focus, which are the activism tools. So this first one is a link. So that goes back to the Nebraska Winner Take All, which I showed you on the first screen because we're really focused on that campaign.
That's right.
To win back Nebraska. But these other tools are the tools that we're focused in on here. And this is your door knocking application, your contact sign up, your phone calling. Oh, see this pop up? This is great. It says become a grassroots activist. Tap allow to stay up to date. If you click allow, then you can get push notifications. Say allow and boom, you're good. Anyways, going back here, you can make phone calls. You can send text messages. You can send postcards, so it'll give you the information to send letters or postcards. And then register people to vote, scorecard, our reports, and then our contact history, which we're going to get into. So we're going to come back here. We're going to start with help knock doors. And I'm going to walk everyone through how simple this is. So you saw it took me 2 seconds to log in on this phone. Once you're in here, all you have to do is click help knock doors to be able to knock doors near you. And so this is, again, you know, voter data that's near you.
That's right.
You are accepting this to have the access to be part of the Turning Point team to go help chase votes. There's two buttons that you'll at least see pop up. One is a green button, which is our Voters Near Me button. The second is our directed campaign. So there's sometimes there's one, sometimes there's multiple of these. Mm-hmm. They're blue. And those are specific directed campaigns that are in usually specified geographic locations or for specific campaigns. We'll get into that in just a second.
You're going to see a lot more of that during the summer.
Yeah, and we'll get into that in just a second. But the most important button here is the green one, which is Voters Near Me. And what's cool about this allows you to immediately go in and identify voters that are near you geographically. So when we press this button, we put Voters Near Me, it's going to populate, and it's going to pull up a bunch of voters that are near me. Once I click the map on the mapping function and click Start Walking, see this green button that says Start Walking, it's going to give me a map of houses to go visit. And it's gonna number them largely in normal order. Now it's radial, so sometimes there's a little bit of backtracking and back and forth here. But if I go in here, it's gonna say the person's name, who they are, and then if I click on his name, I can go in and start immediately contacting him. So we'll have a script. The scripts will sometimes update. Have you ever attended an event? Would you like to ballot chase? Are you registered to vote? Have you made a plan to vote?
Mm-hmm.
There's a myriad of questions. There's also a little arrow, pencil here where you can come in, add phone number information, add emails for him. So we don't have that for Mr. Bills here, but we can add that. We can also add notes. So
very important here, the notes feature.
Yeah, we can add anything we want. So let's say he has an American flag outside his house. We click American flag, and we can type that in.
Maybe an NRA sticker on a car.
So anything, right? We can type that in, and we just click done, and it'll save that information. If I want to skip him, down here at the bottom, there's a blow button that says skip. I can say which reason, not home, wrong party, voter unknown, move, not interested, all the different reasons. And then lastly, we can come down here and we can click submit. So once we've actually filled out everything, we just click submit, or we just hit the X and we're done. Now, let's say we want to stop walking. And again, this is anywhere in the United States. So I can drive anywhere in the United States, click go. But if I want to stop walking, I can click pause and it's going to pause my walk list for the day. It's going to keep that on a timer. Mm-hmm. So it's going to cancel me out if I don't get back to walking within about a day.
Good point to that too, Tyler, is that when he downloads or on his phone, it populates a list of voters. I won't have that same list of voters on my phone. And in fact, I just opened up the app and I looked at his phone, completely different lists of voters. This is good. So if he's hitting doors, I'm not hitting the same doors Tyler is hitting.
So this is really important what he's saying, and I'll reiterate it. If we're sitting right next to each other and we click go, right, and start walking, we're both going to get different lists.
Correct.
So you can literally have as many people as you want come into this. So like, let's say we put together a little meetup, a little Super Saturday.
Super Chase event.
A little Super Chase event, right, where we're all getting together. Let's say there's 50 of us here. We all click this green button that says Voters Near Me. We're all going to get different houses.
Correct.
Right. So that's really exciting. The other cool part that we can't show you in this because we're not in the middle of an election, but all those voters that pop up will have flags on them if they have a ballot sitting on their counter. So in this map where it's taking us through, and again, we're in the office here, so we're a little bit far away from a neighborhood, so that's why it's a little bit far, because if you look right here, this is where the Turning Point office is, that's where we're sitting, and so it's going to walk me through this map and tell me the best place to go here. But if we're in this map here, there's going to be flags during the election that says, This person has early ballots in their county. Mm-hmm. This person votes on election day, so we need to help them vote on election day. This is a new voter. There's other flags in there for discrepancies of they are overseas. They lots of different things.
Yukawa ballots.
Right? They're old, right? So if there's two or more 75-year-olds there, mm-hmm. It'll flag that too. It'll flag also if there's someone that hasn't voted in the last two elections.
Correct.
So it tells you a lot of information in here. None of those flags are showing up on any of these people, probably because the voter database is set for that.
The flags are very important because it gives you a good idea of who you're going to be talking to, right? Oftentimes when I'm out knocking on doors and say it's an older neighborhood, right, and I'm at a door, I wait a minute. And if it reads that the voter might be in their 70s, I'm going to give it a few more seconds. Perhaps they're getting, you know, a little bit slower to the door, right? Or if there's mm-hmm. Younger kids or high school kids in a household and it reads that there's a new voter, that's probably someone who I went to high school with or college, right? So it gives me a good understanding of who I'm going to be talking to.
Now, we have another directed campaign that's in here. It's called Nebraska Winner Take All. Because we're not in Nebraska, it won't show up here. But if you lived in Nebraska or you're within the geographic territory of Nebraska and you press this button, it will bring up people to go contact immediately on this issue. And so there's a script that's in there that's custom for Nebraska that allows you to go in and start talking with neighbors specifically to go door knock. Mm-hmm. Now, this is really important because, again, if you're in the state, so like let's say there's a more defined geographic location. So let's say there's a special election for a congressional district. This might say CD2 special election, right?
Yeah.
And if you're in that area, then you can go immediately start helping and knocking doors for that special election. Now, we're going to come back out. So that's the door knocking apparatus that's in there. Everyone can use that today by signing up with Turning Point Action, becoming an activist with us, agreeing to become an activist with us, not misusing, you know, the voter data or abusing the voter data. You have to agree to properly use it, which mm-hmm. is being part of the team, which is what we appreciate, everybody going out and starting to knock doors. But we have other things that are in here. So let's go to the next one that's there. It's called Contact Sign Up. And this is really cool. So when you go to Contact Sign Up, you'll see this pop-up show up at the bottom. I think we're cutting off the bottom portion of that. I don't know if we can see. Can we pull that whole thing in there, guys? Okay. Yeah. I appreciate that. But we're going to go to this first one. So this first element here is create new contact. So if you go in and you pull this up and you look at this, it says the first button that says, it says create. Oh, there we go. We can see the whole thing. Create new contact. This connects to your phone book so that you're able to add, and it looks just like iOS. So those of you that are iPhone users, it looks just like this. Mm-hmm. Android users, it looks just like Android. But it looks very, very similar, right? So it's not weird. It's not off-putting.
Yeah.
But if I'm at a door or I'm talking to somebody, I can pull this up and start inputting their information. So first, the middle, last name, their phone number, their email, their address, their gender, their ethnicity, their political party, and then notes. And then anything else that we want to add. We might add other things to that. You know, what's their favorite color? What's their favorite ice cream?
Yeah.
Like, you could put anything in here that you want as additional data.
What's their favorite sports team?
We're just matching this to the voter data.
That's right.
So we just need the information that best matches to the voter data. So if you collect, like, let's say we're out registering voters
mm-hmm.
or we're have a booth at a gun store.
Sure.
Or let's say we have individuals who are out, you know, doing grassroots activism at the local county fair.
Yeah.
You could basically you don't have to do anything. You just have to have this application in your pocket, click create new contact, and every new voter that you meet, you can just input them right into this.
This is so much better than a paper sign-up form.
Yeah.
I don't know about you if you've ever done paper sign-up forms, but sometimes I lose them. Sometimes they get crumbled up, or I'm a big coffee drinker, and believe me, I have a lot of papers that are full of coffee, right? They're stained in coffee. Once you put this into the app, it's saved forever.
Yeah, and that's the exciting part of this here. Sadie, do you have any contacts that's uploaded in here? I don't think we do, so I don't think this is going to work, but I'm going to walk everyone through it. So when we click on this, so anyone that we've signed up, we can click View Added Contacts. So that's just your one-stop shop, easy place. So if, like, let's say we did a voter registration event at a fair, every person that we signed up, we can now come in and click signed up contacts. We have nothing in there right now because this is a new phone with a new application that we walk through. So we haven't done anything yet. But this is where we could come in and add people. You can easily add people in here just with a little plus sign in the top right-hand corner. But this is where all our signed up contacts will go. Very, very cool. Now I want to show you something really cool. So this last one is called Upload My Contacts. So for anyone that has this downloaded in their phone, they can press this button, Upload My Contacts, and it will upload all of your phone's contacts into the database.
That's right.
So it'll take everyone that's in your phone. You just say, it says Turning Point Action would like to access your contacts. You click Allow, and there's zero contacts in this phone, so it's going to do it, but it's going to say success, and then you're going to come in, and it's going to separate out all your phone contacts. So where it says My Phone Contacts, all those names will be in here. So we have two people in here that are in the phone because we only have two contacts in the phone. But it's going to match those people to the voter profile. So if their phone number is on their voter registration, for example, then we're going to be able to identify them. See where it says matched? We'll go to match, and it's going to match that person to the voter registration profile. Now, there's only two contacts in here. They're little cell phone numbers, so they're probably not on the voter database.
I'm uploading mine right now, but I have like almost 1,000. So it's taking a little while, but it's almost done.
It's going to go through and separate all these out then. See where it says new, high prop Republicans, low prop Republicans, independents. So it's going to tell you who are Republicans who vote all the time, who are Republicans who don't vote all the time, who are independents in your phone. And why this is important is now during the election cycle, you can start to contact your own people.
That's right.
So your own people that you have relationships with that are in your phone, right, that are on your phone, now are going to be separated out. So the phone is going to tell you, the application is going to tell you, this is a Republican, this is an independent, so you know how to approach them. Mm-hmm. If they're, I don't know all my friends' voter registrations.
Neither do I.
I have a lot of friends who I think are Republican.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who I think are
I definitely know my friends who are Democrat, right?
Some of them we definitely know. But, you know, we don't always know who's an independent. We don't always know who's a Republican. And so now this makes it easier for you to be able to say, okay, if I go in here and I look at this, and again, we don't have any contacts in this phone, so there's nothing that shows up, but my actual phone has like 5,000 contacts.
Wow.
So it'll show a huge list here of all my Republican friends. But I could come in here and I look at it and I go, oh, okay, this is my list. Once they're inside here, then you're able to create a follow-up campaign that allows you to contact those people quickly. We're going to walk through that in just a second on a different screen. But again, this is where this is fun, is you can see all your contacts real easy. Come in. It's just they're always going to be there. They're going to live there forever.
Yes.
Cool. Let's go to the next thing here. So we're going to show you how to make phone calls on the application. So this screen looks very similar to your door knocking screen. You have the green Voters Near Me button, and then you have very specific blue campaigns for phone calls. Now, I'm going to show you this first one, which is the green button, which is Voters Near Me. It's going to pull up a list of all the people's names that are near me to immediately start a phone tree and start calling. So if I click start, what's going to happen is it's going to go through each of those phone numbers and boom, 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 boom. And you can call them just one at a time, one after another, in order to quickly start making contact with those people. Again, these people are all close, so I'm going to just stay out of that so we don't just put their phone numbers out and about everywhere. But if we want to do the same thing, so these directed campaigns, we have Allegheny County, we have Berks County, we have Pennsylvania voters. I can go to Allegheny County and start making calls right away for all these individuals who are in Allegheny County who need to be contacted no matter where I'm from. Allegheny County is in what state?
That's Pennsylvania.
So it's a really important county of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So we've been working really hard to flip voters and re-register voters and get voters ready
to go.
So these are directed campaigns that Turning Point set up so that people can immediately start calling into Allegheny, Berks, Nebraska for Nebraska mm-hmm. Winner Take All here. So you can immediately start just contacting everyone who needs to be contacted in order to help, you know, change people's
these
minds.
Local elections.
Yep, that's right. And so you can see here, it looks like this pulled a B list. So it has all the B last names that are ordered to just talk to people and say, hey, you need to contact your local representative to support Winner Take All in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, this like this Pennsylvania voters. Obviously, we have a big focus on Pennsylvania here, and you can see that. But voters near me, it was really cool, pulls up all those names. It uses your native phone application. So your phone application is right in your phone. It's going to take you right into the actual phone application, and that way it uses your own phone number.
Yeah, so they could follow back up. You know, if a voter doesn't answer, they're not going to be calling back to Sadie's phone number there. They're calling back to whomever called that voter. So if I start making phone calls right now, I want these voters to call me back so I can let them know when the upcoming election is and help them out with any voter information.
Yeah, right. You want to be able to follow up with a voter.
That's right.
So what we don't want to have happen, and we don't want to phone bank thousands mm-hmm. of phone calls, right?
Cold calls.
When you click voters near me, it's pulling people near you. So they're in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So you're making phone calls to people in your neighborhood about the election or
that's
about,
right.
you know, getting to know what's going on. Like, again, Nebraska talking about winner take all, mm-hmm. how they can get more involved, how they can become active. That voters near me is intended to be close because we want you to talk to people close to you yeah. about the things going on.
People ideally you already built relationships with.
So then that way you can say with ease, I live in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I need your help. I need you to come help us. That's so much more powerful. That's so much more powerful
yes.
than random people. Like I said, we have on here directed campaigns in Allegheny County and Pennsylvania. You'll see a lot of these pop up. Nebraska, because this campaign in Nebraska. But like, is me calling in Nebraska as powerful as me calling in my neighborhood?
You calling into your neighborhood, your next door neighbor is much more powerful.
It's much more likely to move the needle if they know you.
Yes.
Right? That's what we call relational organizing. That's what we're in encouraging at Turning Point Action when we're training mm-hmm. all of our activists. Relational organizing is the key to success.
It is the keystone to this operation. It's just being neighborly.
Now, I want to take you through text messages here. So we go into text. Send text is just this easy. Same thing pops up, the same screens, right? So green button. Now you're getting used to this. Voters near me. It's going to pull up all the voters nearest to us here so we can immediately begin texting those individuals. Sometimes preloaded text or just making it quick so I can go text. So if I click on that and I click on text, it's going to preload information here. Hi, I'm an activist in your neighborhood. As we approach the 2024 cycle, I wanted to personally reach out and make sure you know that election day is on November 5th. And Turning Point Action can put custom different things in here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes nothing will load. It'll just say this and you can just immediately text. This is an iPhone, so it makes it easy. I can easily text that person. And then I just hit next and I go to the next and I go to the next and I go to the next, right? So that is a really cool feature that allows you to go in, immediately start contacting mm-hmm. voters and just going through the list very quickly and very rapidly so that you can have access to the individuals who are nearest to you.
Correct. And to that point, I could also edit this text message too. I could add in their name. I could say, hey, Bill, I live on your street. I'm just up the street from you. Here's some information that's going on in our neighborhood today.
It's using the native phone application, right? So again, because we want people to be able to respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
If Matthew's making phone calls, we want people to know, like, this is Matthew's phone number. This isn't like a random phone bank number, right? That's just like always comes up a green button, right?
That's right.
And so this is, we look at this, Nebraska winner take all, same thing. So names will pop up. We can click text and we can go through this list pretty rapidly. Now, I will say this is that the phone companies don't like you to do too many texts. They are the same thing. So you want to edit them.
Yes.
Right? You want to say a custom because this is from you.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to your neighbors. It's just helping you do that, right? So you have to customize this a little bit. You have to let them know, like, hey, I'm a real person, right? And otherwise AT&T or T-Mobile will shut down your phone.
That's right. Yeah. So to your point, Tyler, you mentioned about how you could edit these text messages. I always edit my messages. I want to let them know who I am because I'm going to put my name down there first. Hey, Bill, this is Matthew. I live up the street from you. Stopped by your house earlier today. I left a note card. Just wanted to get to know you. I want to get coffee with you sometime soon. Right, and that's what a lot of people are doing on ground already by utilizing our app. They're getting to know their neighbors. They get to see where their neighbors are and also get connected with them too.
So the text messaging feature is really, one of my favorite pieces to this, mainly because it allows you to quickly text. I'll give Sadie, producer Sadie's in here, sneaking
Hello,
in.
Hello, Sadie.
Yeah, put it, and we'll get it live back live here again so you can see it. But this is one of my favorite features on because it allows you to text your neighbors, right? Yeah. And so, again, the one thing that you know within the application when you're inside the application, again, if you're on an iPhone, if it's blue, you know it's an iPhone, right? Yeah. Some of them will sometimes have people will put it's a cell phone number, but it actually turns to be a house number.
Oh,
that's okay. I mean, we're marking this information too, and that's really good because more people are starting to put in their cell phone numbers.
Correct.
Historically, there used to be only phone, like house numbers.
I mean, I'm young enough, but I remember having a house phone when I grew up, right? And it's ancient now. I don't know too many houses that have house phone numbers.
Right. And that has been a big function of what has been part of the problem, right, is that it's all house numbers. Well, house numbers are basically non-existent now.
Yeah.
So the good news is that on most people's voter profiles here, looks like we're back in. Awesome. Well,
thank you, Sadie.
Thank you, Sadie. Producer Sadie's the best. The beautiful part now in voter profiles is you have mostly cell phone numbers now.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a number, it's probably a cell phone number.
Correct.
So that's text. It's really easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can rattle off, and this is actually the problem. And I'm going to warn everybody again: if you rattle off too many text messages too quickly, that's what flags to AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon to shut down your account. And we've had people get shut down.
Yeah.
I actually believe this is the number way that they're going to conduct election interference this year, is they're going to shut conservatives down on text message.
Yeah, we're seeing that already happening on the field and in other organizations too.
So there's something to be aware of, and I want to rewarn everybody again. If you're in text messages, the goal here is text your local neighbors, but you shouldn't be texting hundreds of people in one sitting.
And also shouldn't be verbatim, too.
It should be unique. It should be unique text. Text a dozen people. If you just text 5 people per day during the election cycle,
well, you're solid.
That's all we need, all right?
Yeah.
If 10 people per day during the election, that's all you need, right? We're trying to teach people that relational organizing is not calling 3,000 people you don't know. It's texting and calling 10 people you do most likely know, or at least live in your neighborhood.
If we text 10 people per day of early voting here in Arizona, that would flip Abe Hamadeh's election.
Easily. And now it's in the palm of your hand with the Turning Point application.
Just with one person too, one person at home doing that, Tyler.
In the Turning Point application, you can now do that.
Yeah.
It's literally everybody, it's in your pocket now. So the days of, oh, well, I need to go down to the GOP meeting, the Republican meeting, and I have to get signed up, and I have to get a password, and I have to get logged in. It takes you like a month to get in.
This is the new campaign manager.
Now, all you have to do is it's in your pocket. You go in and click go. I can do my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, guys, you don't have to do anything outside. I mean, let me rephrase that. We would like you to do as much as you can this election cycle.
Yes.
But if everybody just focused on their own street, chasing the votes on their own street,
correct,
we win.
Yes.
That's it.
The battle is not in Washington, D.C., nor is it in Phoenix. The battle is within our neighborhoods. It is within our streets. Just winning back our streets.
Let me put this in perspective, okay? The Democrats paid hundreds of thousands of organizers in order to chase enough votes to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's manipulation. We know there's, you know, I use the term manipulation.
Yeah.
We're taking advantage of voters. There's a lot of different things that they're doing. But we know that they're paying hundreds of thousands of people. The Trump campaign in 2020 had over 1 million activists that were volunteers that showed up and did stuff.
There's a lot.
Well, let's just do the quick math. How many votes did Donald Trump get? 70-something million, right? 72 million?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So, you know, to get millions of votes isn't that hard. If you have 1 million activists just all doing their own street, right, and you're picking up 10 votes each, that's an extra 10 million votes,
yeah,
right? And all you need are the tools to be able to tell you where those people are. That's what we haven't given people prior. Now you have it with the Turning Point Action application. Let's go in and let's look at postcards. So postcards, same build out. You're gonna see this very similar to the other ones. Voters near me. So you're getting familiar with this voters near me concept, right? Mm-hmm. These are the people that live near you, right? So if I want to send postcards to the people near me, I click voters near me. And then it's going to pull up all the different names of the people closest here to start sending a postcard. And I'm not going to click on it because it has, again, this voter data that's on there. And I want to, but when you click on it, it's going to give you the address. So if I have a postcard sitting in front of me or a letter that I wanted to write, it's going to tell me what to write. It's going to give me the address. It's going to be the person's name. So I can say, dear Tyler, write a letter to him. Say, I really want you to know that Donald Trump is the man and we need your help. And by the way, Joe Biden's going to take us to World War III. Maybe that's what we say in the letter, right? And then we have the information with us. We can lick the envelope, seal it, and we can either go drop it off at their house, right? Because it's free. Yep. You don't have to even buy a stamp. You can go drop it off at their house because you have the data of where their house is. It's all near you, right? Or you can mail it.
Yeah. While you're walking the dog in the evening, drop it off. Drop it off at their door.
Same thing here. So we'll have directed campaigns. So those of you that are in awful states like Vermont or
yikes,
you know, somewhere else,
Delaware.
Right? Maybe like my election's all wrapped up in Alabama, but I want to help in Arizona. You're going to see a blue button like this Nebraska one pop up. So you click the blue button and it's going to give you people you can write letters to in those other states.
That's huge.
So right now, if you wanted to start writing letters to Nebraskans saying, hey, we want you to support winner take all, go talk to your people. We're all depending on you in America right now. You could send them now in the Turning Point Action application.
Maybe right. Go coat Cornhuskers at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Something that's, you know, represents the state.
Unless you're an ASU fan, you lost to Nebraska. Yeah, I think we lost rough. To Nebraska in that first first Rose Bowl back way in the 70s. Now I'm going to take you a couple other things. So we have other things on here like links. So we have this register to vote link that takes you to the Turning Point Action voter registration profile. So let's say you want to register people to vote. You can come right in here, fill out all the information, click the button here to register to vote. To get people registered, you can click on, this is an easy link into our scorecard. So those of you that haven't seen our scorecard, Flannery on our team and her whole team, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Flannery. She is, I won't say her age because I won't embarrass her, but she is young. I wish I was still her age.
She's a big winner.
Yeah, and she has she's done a tremendous job with our scorecard. You can click right on here, and it takes you right into our website to our scorecard where you can actually track. So you've always wanted to know how a politician's doing in Congress. You can click on the state like Arizona here. It's going to pull right open Arizona. Look, this is easy to screenshot so I can see how well we're doing on all the different things. Click tap to see votes here. It's going to tell me Arizona's an erratic state. Well, why is it erratic? Well, we've got Mark Kelly as a U.S. senator. We've got Kirsten Sinema, who is worse than Mark Kelly in our lifetime score.
Worse.
She's got
really
a 4.05. And then you have your representatives here. Wonderful Congressman Eli Crane, wonderful Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, David Schweikert, and so on. So you can see their real-time score of their session score on the right and their lifetime score. We rank them from patriot to tyrant. So Mark Kelly is a tyrant. He's on the lowest point. And Eli Crane is a patriot. But we can click on Mark Kelly, and it tells us all about Mark Kelly. So all the information here, date assumed office, his chief of staff, the next election. And you click this drop down here. Learn more about Mark Kelly, where he was born, his committee assignments. We even have financial disclosures on here. So if you click on that, you can see his financial disclosures. Go through all his key issues here, and you can actually see every vote that he's made that we've tracked. And we've tracked more votes than any other organization.
That's right.
So you can see our position, the Kelly position. So ours is no, Kelly's is yes. You can click on the bill, read more about the bill. Turning Point Action opposes, who voted yay, who voted nay. You can see, I mean, this is literally the power of every vote that's happening in Congress. So anyone's asking questions about anything, you can come right in here and find out information right away. And you can do that in any state. So
this was
Arizona here. So just going back, if I go back into scorecard, I could go into any of those states and you can see the ones that are purplish, the ones that are red, the ones that are dark red, the ones that are blue. And there's some surprising purple states like Mississippi right now, which is, you know, in that, that's Arkansas. I accidentally clicked here. But like, let's look at Mississippi here. Mississippi's purple. Dropped way down purple because you have, you know, guys like Roger Wicker who are voting really bad, and your Republicans are not voting great. They are not doing a great job, right? So it's really pulling down the scores of that state. So just looking through everything here, you can come in, really get to know how things are going. Again, that's the scorecard that's right in the application. And then last, you have reports. So you have walk reports, phone reports. You can see, based off voters near me, the contact questions, how you answer those things, right? So what the percentages look like in the submitted surveys. And then lastly, you have our contact history. And this is the most important. Mm-hmm. So if I click contact history, it actually pulls up at the bottom here our walk campaigns, phone campaigns,
yep,
text campaigns, our contact signups, and our custom forms. And if I come in here, it's going to show me all of the people that I've contacted, right? So we haven't obviously done that on this phone because I just signed up here while we were on the Zoom here. But all of our signups are going to be here. So when I come into this and I see somebody, it's going to give me the option to radio button their name and then immediately start contacting them. So let's go into contact signup so I can get some names in here so you can see this. So I'm going to create a new contact. And I'm going to say Matthew Martinez, and I'm going to add a fake phone number in here for Matthew. So 480-239-0000, and that's, there you go, and that's done. I've added Matthew. I'm going to add another contact here. So I'm going to create a new contact. I'm going to add Sadie and Carbajal. And we're going to add another fake phone number here for her, 602-555-5555. Boom. Great. You see that? So now if I come into contact signup and I view added contacts, I can click view added contacts. You see that? How their names pop up? Do you see that? So Matthew and Sadie, I just added into that list. I can click real easy, call contacts or text contacts. And this creates a really easy phone tree for me. So let's say I knocked into you, right?
Yeah.
Or I just met you and added you in. I click call contacts. I can say, I'm going to name this campaign. I'm going to call it follow up. Okay. I'm going to select both your guys' names here. Click finish. Boom. My phone tree is done. Now you see on here, it created this follow up campaign that I called nice and neatly follow up. So now I just click follow up. And the phone tree works. I just click phone. Boom. I can start calling Sadie. I can start calling Matthew. And then I have an easy phone tree. That's so right. If I knock 25 doors today or 30 doors, I just created a nice, easy follow-up campaign.
Yes. I mean, in other, you know, canvassing apps, you're not able to even have that feature to even follow up with the voters you just spoken to.
Yep.
You know, and if you did have that follow-up feature, you would have to wait weeks before the campaign gave you that data sheet.
Yep, absolutely. Let me show you something here. It sounds like someone's vacuuming outside. I don't know how that if they know here. It sounds like an airplane taking off. So if you can hear that in the background, I apologize. All right, contact history. Let's go back into contact history. So in the contact history, like I said, depending upon the ways that you made contact with people, you can actually go down and revisit them. So if we go down to contact sign up, looky there. Look who it is. It's Sadie and Matthew. Now I want to show you another cool feature that we've built into this that we're encouraging people. Let's say these just came from my phone, right?
Yeah.
Remember I showed you how to upload the contacts?
Mm-hmm.
Now what we can do is actually add more information to the database based off of what I know about you.
The next conversation.
So if I know something about Matthew and I know he's conservative, if I swipe right, see how that R pops up? If he's liberal, I swipe left, see how that D pops up? So let's do you justice and say swipe right, you're a Republican. It says, Matthew Martinez, how conservative is this person? and see all these five stars here? Five stars, Matthew's conservative. I click submit.
All right, I'm no rhino.
Now his name pops up red in my list. So I've now identified into the voter data, I know Matthew, and he's conservative.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's important?
This is so much better than any kind of, you know, rainforest modeling or predictive modeling thing out there, because you've already built that relationship with me. You know that I'm extremely Republican. That's better than any kind of consumer data that you could buy out there.
So in the actual application here, we can identify who is Republican, who is Democrat based off of a relationship, right? And that's more important data, as you mentioned, than anything that I could get from consumer data, from voter data. If Matthew tells me that his friend Sadie's a Democrat, I tell my friends that she's a Democrat and Sadie's not. Sadie's
I promise I'm not a Democrat, guys. I swear.
But if we did this and we swiped right here and we said, Sadie's a Democrat, submit, very liberal, now her name pops up blue. Now, if multiple of us do that, now we have the data to know Sadie's a Democrat.
This is so cool.
And we can chase her ballot based accordingly, right? So let's say we got it wrong here, with that, we can actually go in and put in notes and clear it out and do all that. But the cool part is once this is complete, this gives the data and the background on the voter data a great touch point to know whether or not we should chase. So remember those independents? So remember when we came in here? And it said under contact sign up, remember this, it said upload my contacts. We uploaded it and we view added contacts and had these buttons that popped up. Well, all our independents that show up here, we can now swipe and identify, are they liberal or are they conservative, right?
You know, I work with data every day, Tyler. One thing that data can't do is shake hands with people and have conversations. This is why it's so important for anybody to download this app and add their contacts to this and verify whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Right. Well, this has been fun. We've taken you through almost everything. It's just that simple of how to get started right away. Yeah. So again, I want to walk everyone through. When you download, you're going to be met with this homepage here. On the top left-hand corner, you see the arrow. The arrow will take you to the tools, knocking doors, signing up contacts, making calls, sending texts, sending postcards, and then ultimately your contact history where you can go revisit, and it has a bank of everything. One thing I didn't show you was this one really cool feature. So when we add contacts in, and either we can create a phone tree or we can create a text tree, the top right-hand corner has this little button. See how it's the little share link here? You can actually share this with other people. So if I wanted to share this with, look at that, Brooke, Tyler, Amy, Parker, I could text it to you. I just click text here. Matthew, what's your phone number?
480.
You can say it off.
Yeah. 253-2071. If you heard that, I guess I know that you've been watching this podcast.
I don't think you're going to get blown up. I text it. Now, I just texted that to Matthew, and if he goes into his application, he's going to be able to upload that list in his own Turning Point application.
Yep. I have the link right here on my phone.
So the link shows up. He just clicks the link. It shows up in the application and pulls up into his very own app. You can send it by email too. You can text it.
Yep. So when you click on the link, it'll send you to the app.
Yep. And so I'll say, if you haven't downloaded it, I'll say get the application, download it.
Bam.
If you're already in there, it adds those names. And so it should have added. Here. Okay. Scroll all the way down here.
Oh, it sent me all the contacts in the phone.
Yeah. So it shared all the contacts. Yep.
So I have all the names.
So everything that's been shared with him will show up in the shared contacts. So it'll create that new category, which is really cool. Now, sorry, we got out of there. Into Brooke's thing here. So that pretty much covers it. That's the large lion's share of the application.
That's right.
It's really easy.
Super easy. I mean, this has to be easy. We want to make this abundantly easy for anybody to use at home and within their home states, because we just want to win back this country. We want to win back this White House. So in order for us to do that, let's make it something super easy so we're not confused about other apps out there, right, that make it super complicated. This is the least complicated thing in the whole world.
Yeah, part of the reason why we've done it this way and we've worked on how to be neighborly and how to pull open all of this information so easy is so that, you know, there's few excuses to not get involved, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I want to reemphasize this. We say this all the time in our coalitions. We say this all the time in our training. Be neighborly.
Yes.
Be neighborly. Be neighborly. We don't want you to go contact 90,000 people that are in a different state, mm-hmm. quite frankly. We don't want you to contact 90,000 people in a different part of your state. We want you to become the king or queen of your own neighborhood, right?
That's
know
right.
your own neighbors. Know where the ballots are on your own street. No one's ever going to drive all halfway across the street. Most people are not going to drive halfway across the county or halfway across the state mm-hmm. in order to chase ballots.
Yeah.
But are they going to chase ballots in their own neighborhood?
Absolutely.
If they have the data, if they have the information, if they're part of our team, you can go in and immediately start doing those things. And so become familiar with it. Download our application. Become mm-hmm. familiar with the application. Know where all the voter data exists for your neighborhood. Get to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Right now in the application, it shows you where all your Republican neighbors are. Now, these are people who probably vote pretty often. But why are we showing you that information now?
Start building those relationships now.
Ask for their help.
Yes.
We're going to need those people's help when November rolls around or October rolls around this year to go chase ballots, to go mm-hmm. Get out the vote, to do things in your neighborhood, to remind people, especially good conservatives, that this is the most important election of our lifetime.
How awesome would it be if you had your own super chase event in your own neighborhood? Now you're able to if you download this app.
You can, anyone, anywhere in America, Matthew, today can go chase ballots.
Yeah.
They can go find voters in their neighborhood. They can identify and ID the people who are outstanding. This is why this is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
This is why this is so critical. This is a unique thing. The left has had these tools for years. Do you know that?
It's embarrassing that we didn't.
The left has had comparable tools to all these things for years. And our side has not done a good enough job about sharing this information to get people on the streets to go knock mm-hmm. doors. We've had over 10,000 people on this today that have seen it. I hope you'll download, again, the Turning Point Action application. I want to make the asterisk here. It's not the Turning Point USA application. It's the Turning Point Action application.
Correct.
That's the one that has these tools in it.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
It's exciting. Guys, download our app. Try it at home. See what happens. Start shaking hands and kissing babies with people in your neighborhood.
We're going to wrap up here as we go through, because we just wanted to show everybody here today. Again, we're going to have lots of resources that are out there. You can go to the Turning Point app website at tpaction.com/app. Mm-hmm. So if you can go to the website tpaction.com/app, you can send people there right away to go download the application. It's our brand new application. So if we go, we got it up on screen. You go to tpaction.com/app, and it has all the information there. So if you scroll down, you can see a lot of the things that we just covered here today,
mm-hmm.
Covering information that's there. You can click right on the links to go download it. So you can share this with your friends and family
yep.
and say, hey, have you downloaded the Turning Point Action application yet? Not yet? Okay. tpaction.com/app. It's really easy, too. On our webpage, if you just go to Turning Point Action's website, you see that little button at the top there next to donate. It says, download our app. Download our app. Download our app. So we're going to be belligerently telling people. Mm-hmm. And again, we've already had tens of thousands of people download it.
Yeah.
So we need, but we need hundreds of thousands of people.
People are telling me, Tyler, that they love it. They've never had anything like this before.
We try to make it easy.
Yes.
And we've joked around that we've given grandma's White Claws and spin it around 10 times and they can still figure it out, right? And so that's the easy part. And it really is anybody that's, G-Maws on Claws. That's what we call it.
G-Maws on Claws.
G-Maws on Claws. But Anyone that has any kind of basic iPhone use experience, right? Any Android use, smartphone use experience, can figure it out.
Yes.
And it takes a minute maybe to
just
go
like
through.
Anything, but it's like riding a bike.
Oh, it's this is easier than riding a bike.
Yes, yeah, I would agree.
Way easier. Okay, we're going to remind everybody, why are we doing all this? We're doing this because we're chasing balance.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know this because our team at Turning Point Action in Arizona, Wisconsin are chasing ballots. You can go to tpaction.com/chase or /chase the vote. You can sign up today. Yes. So if you want to volunteer, especially to come out to Arizona or Wisconsin or any other state, we're operating in 10 key target states, and we always talk about Arizona, Wisconsin a ton, but Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia,
Ohio, Iowa,
Florida,
North Carolina.
I think we had
Nevada.
We had them all. You can sign up today, and that way we can contact you later on to let you know when these events will be, so you can help use the application and go out and chase votes. We also want you to join the team. So if you go to that same website, tpaction.com/chase, we have a job posting at the top. You can also go to tpaction.com/careers. We are hiring in numerous locations across Arizona, Wisconsin. And you know, Matthew has been the chief architect behind all of that, which is really exciting. The work that he's done, chained to his desk, as we say, as he's spent many, many nights, long nights here.
A lot of Red Bulls, folks. A lot of Red Bulls and coffee.
A lot of Red Bulls. We need you. So if you want a job, want to come work for us full time, it's the greatest job ever. Mm-hmm. You live in your house. You live in your neighborhood.
Bake cookies.
You're baking cookies. You're talking to neighbors, hanging out with your friends, taking a jog, talking to voters, walking your dog, and getting paid to talk to your neighbors.
You're getting paid to win.
Getting paid to talk to your neighbors, which is to win, which is to get more ballots in the ballot box. You're right. Exactly. Because all we care about here is getting more paper in the box.
Yes, sir.
That's our get out the vote mantra here, is more paper in the box. So it's exciting.
Yes, sir.
Well, any final thoughts before we sign off here, Matthew?
Guys, this app is so easy. I love using it. I use it in my own neighborhood. I know that there's people who have canvassed in past campaigns, and they've never seen an app like this. Anybody could download this app. They could help out in their home state. They could help out in their communities within their own streets. Or if they want to help out in other states like Nebraska, it's all at your fingertips. Easy to download today. So download it today. Get involved today.
We need you. We need you out there. We need you to plan your vacation around Arizona, Wisconsin. Come out here in October.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous weather.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to equip you immediately. So if you come out here, we're going to send you out. Write in the application. You're going to be able to chase ballots like that.
Yeah.
You're going to chase some ballots. Maybe hang out by the pool on some days, right? Mm-hmm. Hang out by the pool. Then go out, chase ballots, and then go home knowing that you helped Arizona win.
That's right.
And that's what we need. Very cool. Well, thank you all for joining us so much today. We are going to make this available. So we're going to cut this. We're going to make a few edits to it, and then we're going to put it up and make it available to everyone. Please go download the Turning Point Action application today. It's tpaction.com. You can find the link, tpaction.com. You can find the link, or you can get it wherever you get it in app stores. For us here at Switch State Update, we appreciate you joining us today. So long.
Thank you.